All right, updates on the injury report. Keith Brookings went out, did not return in the game with a concussion. Otherwise, anybody that was injured came back. Any questions?
Coaches, for the beginning of the game, is that about as fast a tempo as you've seen in offense?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we it wasn't a surprise. It looked like it was, but it was something we practiced and obviously didn't transfer real well to the field tonight. You know, I think once we saw it live and by them, we adjusted as it went along.
What's the main difficulty when they do go up tempo like that, John? Is it personnel, communication, lining up?
A little bit of both. You know, it's not new. They've been doing this for a long, long time. They've just had a good, solid group together doing it, and so they communicate very well. Obviously, communicated better than we did.
First possession where Demaryius gets the ball poked off, that kind of hurts you with your chance to set the tempo.
Well, I think anytime you turn the ball over, it hurts you. I mean, that's just a proven fact. And, we were minus two tonight. And you go on the road against a very good football team, and particularly offensively in their tempo and their skill set, it makes it tough sledding. The guys hung in there. We fought back. But, at the end of the day, it's still minus two, and that usually relates in a point differential. Well, he's extremely smart. I think he knows football. Our guy did an outstanding job today as well. He's a great player. He's been doing it quite some time at a high level. So he's definitely, a hard quarterback to defend against.
Do you feel like your team was more competitive this time than last time?
Well, I think, if you go by score, I'd say that's a fair assessment. But being on the short end, I mean, you don't come into any game, trying to cover or any of those type of things. You're just trying to win.
Anything else? How about Patriots' success running the ball? Seems to be a trend this season. They're committing to it.
Well, they do a good job because they got some tough matchups with those tight ends. And, some people choose, and we did early, we kind of adjusted as it went to put more athletic, smaller people out there to defend them because they do spread it out pretty good. So it's matchups, and then once you get the little guys out there, it's a little more inviting to run against.
You have third and four early in the third quarter. The handoff to Lance Ball, what's the look from there?
Well, I think, it was just – probably not great communication on the down and distance quite as much as we probably could have done. And, anytime it doesn't work, it's no good.
John, no moral victories, but it seems like all three losses have kind of the same late-in-the-game rally kind of thing that you just can't get over that hump.
Yeah. Well, I think, we're kind of feeling ourselves, through both defensively and offensively. And, we've ran into three of those teams we beat have been doing it together for some time, and they're obviously good football teams if you just look at the record. It's just what it is. I mean, we got to get better, and that's the challenge. There's, a lot of tough guys in that locker room. There's no quit in them. They've worked, they hung in there all 60 minutes, and we just came up short again, and we got to get out of that. Yeah, I think, one of the things that was going to be real important in this game, because they are so good on third down, was third down, and we didn't get that done. I think they were 70%, and that's how you possess the ball and keep it away from, a team that has a good offense as well. So, defensively, that was an area that, we fell short.
Coach, are there any ongoing challenges that stick out for you as you and Peyton try to work on him making the transition from one franchise to the other now that you're four or five games in?
I don't know if he's, way up on the list of my worries, to be quite honest with you. This is a football team, mixing it all together. You saw, a week ago, we put it all together. I would have expected us to put it a little bit more together this week, and we fell a little bit short of that.
Coach,